I told our viewers that you're a human rights attorney and activist, and that you're going to tell us about the nationwide, in the U.S., nationwide walkout next week of blue and white collar workers. Now we can see you, by the way. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me on today, especially on such short notice. It's an honor to be here.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to have you. So what's going on in the U.S.? What is this walkout?
Well, as you probably know, our administration right now is playing a dangerous game of chicken with the entirety of our country, all of the workers. You know, they've tried to mandate this coronavirus vaccine, saying that, you know, if you're an employer, you're going to have to force your employees to get it done. And now they're starting to say it's not just large employers. They're going to try to trickle this down into the small employers. You know, our phone lines, as I'm sure your phone lines have been doing, have just been burned up. We've got employees left, right, and center who are upset. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's illegal. They know it's unlawful. They don't want it. Ironically, a lot of the employees are not necessarily, you know, MBAs or PhDs. They're just the average American working class blue collar workers, a lot of them, that make our products and move our products. You know, in first world countries, Germany, parts of Europe, America, I think people have come, gotten used to the notion that products just appear on their grocery store and other type of store shelves. And of course, that's not the way it happens. People around the world make our products, and then they have to move those products through shipping containers, across oceans, offloaded at docks, onto trains, planes, trucks, automobiles, where they go to warehouses, and then they're once again moved to the stores. And those men and women, Reiner, are pissed off, they're horrified, and they have basically said, we aren't going to play this game. If the administration is going to force our employer to essentially take food off of our family's tables after we have given our employer 10, 20, 30, 40 years of our lives, in many cases, if they are going to try to bankrupt us, we're going to double down. We're going to play this game of chicken until the cows come home. And we are going to say to them, we're walking out. Enjoy trying to make money in a for-profit business, in a capitalist society with half your workforce gone. But many of the employees I've been talking to work at very large corporations in this country that are actually upwards of 70% not vaccinated. I've talked to employee groups that are 30, 40, 50% unvaccinated, but some are north of 70, 75% unvaccinated. And what they've said is, come next Monday, November 8th, and the 9th, and the 10th, and the 11th, they are basically staging a week-long walkout to force things to a head here. And God be with them. I support them 100%. You know, the courts have not had our back here in America largely. Certainly the legislatures and executive branch are not acting in a constitutional way. And at the end of the day, we are a government in my country of the people, by the people, for the people. And the people aren't playing ball. They're walking out. I think there is going to be a not just nationwide walkout. I've heard rumblings that this is going to affect the world within cute story. Within about 48 hours, 2 days of us doing a flyer about this nationwide walkout. And by the way, anybody listening to your show right now can get a copy of that flyer so they can post it on social media, so they can give it to 100 of their friends, family members. Just text it, email it, drown social media in it. You can text the word freedom to 53445. Again, that number is 53445. You just text the word freedom there, or you can get a copy on the new website that went up yesterday called nationwidewalkout.com. Again, that web address is nationwidewalkout.com. But we put this flyer out there. Everybody supports it. Bobby Kennedy in Children's Health Defense, Simone Gold, America's Frontline Doctors, Lynn Wood, General Flynn. I mean, everybody, all the journalists in our country, all the doctors, all the lawyers said, put my name on that. We recognize a checkmate move when we see it. This is the game-changing move we have all been waiting for. They supported 100%. And when that flyer went out on social media mid last week, about a day and a half later, the administration's coronavirus coordinator, Jeff Zients, admitted at a press conference, you know, that December 8th date where we had said everybody needed to be vaccinated or the employers were going to have to fire you, that was a misunderstanding. That's actually a soft date. They started to walk it back, Reiner, and that's where we stand. And then they said, at the very end, and we don't expect any supply chain disruptions. And I looked at that and I said, the heck you don't, or you wouldn't have just telegraphed loud and clear. And then Bloomberg came out and said, if America's supply line goes down, it's going to affect the global supply chain. And I expect it will.
Isn't that a risk? Because is it not possible that this is part of their game plan? Because they want to wreak havoc so that ultimately, that is what we have learned from the experts whom we interviewed, that ultimately the population will begin to think that their regional or national governments aren't capable of dealing with these crises, so we need a world government. Is that a danger that you've taken into account?
Well, I'm not the one organizing it. The blue collar guys are organizing it. And I got off the phone right afterward and I was hearing from white collar employees in telecom, in aerospace defense. You know, this is an at-will employment situation in our country. And we're not yet communist North Korea. So the administration can try to hold the proverbial gun to our head, but without an actual gun, you can't force people to go to work. Could it backfire? Could it play into their hands? Yes, potentially. I'm not sure these workers have any other chance. I mean, Southwest filed suit in a very red state, as you probably know, Reiner, and a federal court judge last week said, too bad, so sad. I'm not deciding this case, and I think the vaccine is a good thing. So again, when your three systems, your three branches of government that are supposed to act as a system of checks and balances have 100%, all of them failed you, I'm not sure what other choice the workers have. I can tell you this. One of the problems, though, is this country and a lot of the world is still asleep at the wheel. And when first world countries start having supply chain issues, I think that's going to force some of the people that aren't yet awake to wake up. Ultimately, the way these things roll, and you know this being German, eventually good people say enough. We're not having what our evil tyrants are forcing down our throats, and we are going to start doing the right thing. And I think we're at that tipping point. Might this be part of the administration's plan? Yes, but you know, I don't know that you can hold back the tide. And right now you've got a tide of blue-collar, white-collar workers who aren't playing ball next week.
I think this is a great idea. It is definitely a show of force. It'll show them that we're many more than they are. It'll show them that we do have some levers to push and to pull. Ultimately, I think if this then plays into the new thought of regionalization, of taking back our sovereignty from these semi-world governments like the WHO and others, the NGOs and the global corporations that are all run by the same evil forces, if that plays into that, it's perfect. And I just hope it's going to go that way. Actually, I think it will go that way because many people who I speak with in the U.S. are already working on these regional taking back your sovereignty from these evil forces, let's put it that simple way.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I think you're exactly right. And Margaret Mead, I believe it was, said, and I'm going to slaughter the quote because I'm not fully awake yet, but, you know, never something along the lines of never doubt that a small group of people can change the world, because indeed they are the only ones who ever have. And what you're seeing is smaller groups of people from coast to coast, from Mexico to Canada in our country, saying we're not doing this anymore. You have overreached when you've said you're going to mandate vaccines for 5-year-olds and up, when San Francisco is now having them show Warsaw ghetto Nazi style passports for 5-year-olds to get into restaurants. You've got people from all walks of life. And the fact of the matter is, this was never going to end until everybody started to wake up and all people, despite their differences, started to unify. And what the administration has done by overreaching as far as they have is start to wake the sleeping giant and unify, because we've got, I don't know if you've covered this yet, BLM, you know, what used to be at these freedom rallies, you wanted to know where BLM and Antifa were because you were expecting an attack from them, either figurative or literal. We've now got BLM marching down Brooklyn Bridge, arm in arm with, you know, mothers and fathers and workers, blue collar, white collar, that are against this mandate of a vaccine. So despite the fact that we have not been unified for a long time, in this country. And of course, big tech and the Mockingbird media have done their level best to polarize our country and make us think we're all different and we need to be at war with every little factional difference. The overreach has united the masses around this one point, which is you aren't mandating a damned kill shot. We know it when we see it, whether we're a PhD or a high school dropout. You ain't doing it, and you're certainly not doing it if you're going to condition our job on it or force our children into it when it's still in the experimental phase. And they're right. And whether or not they've ever heard of the Nuremberg Code, the reason for that code is because we walked out of the atrocities of Nazi Germany and said, never again are we going to experiment on vulnerable populations without their truly informed consent. And the next sentence in that paragraph says, and it ain't informed consent, folks, if it is coerced, or you're being put under duress or bribed into doing this. And of course, we've seen all three and then some. Here, get a donut, a free college education, a free car to do it. Oh, we're going to make it totally voluntary. Just kidding. Now we're going to take your damn job away when you're 1 year away from retirement. And the only reason you work this blue collar job is for that pension and retirement. So again, the evil tyrants are showing their true colors, as they always do in the final death throes of any of these, bell curves of atrocities that we've seen. And the good people, not just of America, but I think of the world, are going to unite and say, this is it. We don't need a lot of the toys that we've become accustomed to. My assistant went to buy a phone yesterday. There isn't a single iPhone in any AT&T store or warehouse countrywide. We haven't even seen the beginning of the supply chain issues that I think are going to happen come next week. And already we're having hiccups because of blue state governors' policies. Like in my state, you can't operate a gas-powered lawn mowing equipment anymore. You know, you can't drive a semi-truck older than 2011. And as a result, none of the truckers can get to the ports to take those containers off the ships. But I think that is going to get exponentially worse next week. So I would tell your people, do your shopping before November 8th. Do it over the next 3 days. Certainly don't wait until Thanksgiving, because if the supply and the airlines are doing it too. They're not allowed to strike. You know, airlines and railroads aren't allowed to strike in our country because Congress said mid last century, it is a catastrophic, devastational move when you boys strike. Mm-hmm. And so they don't. They have to exhaust their internal collective bargaining remedies. But what you're seeing with Southwest and American is they're saying in public, we're not striking. And yet, you know, behind the scenes in the back of the plane that I was on yesterday, they're all chuckling about how bad blue skies and perfect winds are for the airplanes these days. So there's more than one way to skin a cat. And I am not here. I'm a lawyer. I'm not advocating unlawful or illegal action. If you're not allowed by contract or law to strike, I'm not saying that you should. But I will tell you this, neither can you hold back the tide on these men and women who have just had enough. They've had enough. They're not going to take it anymore. And they're going to walk out and say, you know what? We don't have to work if that is what you're going to do. If you're going to put a genocidal kill shot as the condition precedent to our working, we're just walking off the job.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens. If enough people do this, it is certainly going to motivate lots more people all over the world. And it's definitely a show of force. We'll see what the outcome of this is. I just hope it's going to go in the right direction, but something has to be done. That is certain. Something has to be done. And if they use this power that they, it's really a huge demonstration, which is at its heart, it's the most basic right that all of us have under the Constitution. It is free speech. You use this as a demonstration in order to show the government or the governments that enough is enough. So basically, I think I'm all for it.
But I think it would be important. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of connection, like between the individual groups that are, involved in this project. I think it would be important to maybe make sure that there's not going to be like, that riots can be avoided, because if there's not enough food for everyone, so I think maybe these people could join together and maybe, that's just a suggestion or idea, like that you make sure that, for instance, supply chain in the sense of like food, you know, for food is not interrupted. So that, you know, I think that's very important, because otherwise it might also turn into like a direction that the government might say, oh, this is domestic terrorism or something like that. So I think it's a fine line that you really have to make sure that you have enough solidarity so it doesn't go really like super wild and you have these riots that then maybe the government can come in and say, wow, we're going to now attack you with whatever military force. I think it's a very really fine line.
It's a definite good point, but the groups who are in the main are the driving focus of this are the blue collar groups. They know their supply line certainly better than all of us. And I think they have been getting the word out. I know the truckers are rolling their CBs. Truckers have been talking about it. They're not prohibited by law from striking, many of them. So I think the word is out. I think people are stocking up. Certainly in terms of the minorities, they are the least vaccinated in our country, and rightly so. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment was perpetrated against the black population, and they haven't forgotten that. But yeah, we don't want to interrupt it so badly that there's no food on the table, but we are a first world country. There's plenty of food still in our warehouses, even if there's not, you know, all of the gravy to go with the turkey, as it were. But in terms of how the left is going to spin it, we've got two choices at this point. We sit in our basement and do nothing because they're always going to say that we've done the wrong thing. Or we start doing what Martin Luther King and Gandhi did, which is by peaceful, nonviolent means, and that is very much what this is. This is an economic war that's being waged by way of a sit out or a sit in, a sit away from the job. It is what Martin Luther King did in the South. And I will say as well, our courts have not been very brave in making the decisions they needed to make. But when you look at the civil rights movement, the same thing was true. Before Brown v. Board of Education, there was a lot of stuff that went on the streets at the grassroots activist level that finally, I believe, gave the judges and justices in this country the spinal and intestinal fortitude that they needed to have to say, all right, the population is now ready for what is true and right and good. And that is that all children, whether black, white, or any other color, should have a right to education and integration in this country. And I think at the beginning of this coronavirus pandemic, if you want to call it that, the judges were very scared. They said, hey, if we say it's not a pandemic, if we say you can go back to working without lockdown and back to school and then people die, the left is going to spin it and the LA Times is going to blame us and we're going to have egg on our face for having, you know, killed people or allegedly killed people. So the judges were very tentative, and you didn't see a darn ruling to save your life that was on the correct side of the fence because they were so scared. Now, if in the street the people are saying, we're done with lockdown, we're done with the mandates, we're ready to go back, this turned out to be nothing worse than a bad flu season, I for one believe it's going to give the judges and the courts in this country the ability to take cover and say, we're going to do the right thing that we should have been doing all along, because we believe the population is now ready to have that ruling. At least that's the idea. But again, you can't hold a good person down. And these blue collar guys and the white collar girls and guys, they're all good people. They're not looking to do damage to their country. These are people who've never had so much as a parking ticket. But at this point, they're thinking, my freedom is on the line. And if I go and strike and don't go to work and that gets some of my freedom back and it makes the point, then it's worth it, even if there's a little bit of hardship to endure.
You're definitely right in saying that it is the courts, most of the courts have failed us, much more so in this country than in the United States, because you still have some independent judges there. But it's also true that the courts of law usually follow the court of public opinion, and that's what's happening right now. That's a great idea.
Well, thank you again for giving me a little bit of airtime to get the word out. Other parts of the world are welcome to join America and our blue collar and white collar guys and girls who are going to be striking. Again, those strike days, it's this coming Monday, November 8th through Veterans Day in our country, which is the evening of Thursday, November 11th. There are going to be rallies in many cities and states and towns. I know there's a big one in downtown LA. We've got the flyer up on our nationwidewalkout.com website, and there'll be another one in San Francisco. Francisco in my home state Thursday evening, Veterans Day. So we would love the support. I mean, everybody can participate in this. This is not just a person who's being forced to work at an employer who's mandating the vaccine. Even if you're a retired person, a mom with a newborn infant, you also can join and do your part by showing up at these rallies and saying, you know what, we are not in support of mandates when it comes to medicine or anything else, because that is absolutely antithetical to freedom. And by and large, at least in this country still, we are a free country. We were born free. We were a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And that is going to be abundantly clear come next Monday morning. Again, guys, thank you so much for having me on. It's really been a pleasure today.
Thank you, Lee, for getting up so early. I know it's only 6-something over there, but I think this was important, and it's going to be motivating a lot of people.
Awesome. Well, again, we couldn't do it without the microphone, Reiner. I'll let you guys get to your next guest, but thank you again.
Take care, Lee. We'll be in touch.
Sounds good.
Through Gina. Bye-bye. Or whoever.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.